new Hot 96.9.
Hey, listen, not everybody's excited about the brand new Jay-Z Beyonce album.
You're not?
Not everybody, Pebbles.
I am.
You and a lot of people are, but there's one person.
Or two.
out there. Yeah, or two. A couple people out there who might be a little upset at the timing of this release. And those gentlemen go by the name of Kanye West and Nas. Talk about, like,
I'm jumping on
getting,
that too.
Getting the rug, by the way, it's Hot 96.9, getting the rug pulled out from under you, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the speculation is, you know, Kanye released an album, Nas just released an album, and all of a sudden Jay-Z and Beyonce drop it like the day before Father's Day. You know, people were like, did they do that on purpose just to kind of
yes,
kill any momentum that these other dudes might have built up?
I was still in the process of deciding whether I was going to listen to Nas's album or not. And then I was like, here comes Beyonce and Jay-Z. Oops, forgot about that.
The Nas album's better. I'm sorry. I'm probably
have
in the minority.
Have you listened to the whole thing?
Yes.
Really listened to the whole thing all the way through?
Yes, I listened to the whole thing all the way through.
Are you
sure
you listened to the whole thing?
Yes.
Like 15 seconds of each song?
No, I listened. Listen, I did a lot of walking this weekend. I listened to all of Jay-Z and Beyonce, but I listened to Nas probably 5 or 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
I just, the Nas album to me, no, it's not necessarily going to have a radio hit on it, but it's just...
It's more hip-hop.
I don't know. It's better in my opinion.
Let people know, Melissa, remind them, because everyone forgot Nas released an album.
No one else cares.
But I don't think that Jay-Z and Beyonce's album is going to have a whole lot of quote-unquote radio hits either. I mean...
But they're the bigger, like, they're the bigger stars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you talk about Jay-Z and Beyonce and Jay-Z, they're like the power couple, the super couple. So anything that they do is going to overshadow. So if I'm Jay-Z and Nas is supposed to be my boy, I might be like, listen, bae, let's push back on, let Nas get his shine, let him enjoy his month or so, and then we'll drop our album. Because no matter when we drop it, people are going to be like,
you can't get both. You can listen to both.
Yeah.
It's not like you can only listen to one album.
But that would be like, yeah, if for your example, Pebbles, you'd understand. It'd be like Black Panther opening up and then a week later, Infinity Wars opening up.
Yeah, I'm still going to see Black Panther.
You are, but most of the world is going to see Infinity Wars.
We have the attention spans of goldfish, so it's like we see, exactly. It's like, we see there's 3 tennis balls. We're paying attention to the last one that we see bounce.
Right. And no, they didn't even give Nas a chance to get any streaming numbers. Not enough sales for the week. Like, they gave him, a day and a half? Like, let the dude have his shine for a little bit.
Jay-Z and Beyonce, they're bad people because they do.
Stop.
Right. Here's what it is. If someone does something to them, it is the most evil, vile thing or whatever. But when they do things that are considered bad, for some reason,
they get away
justify
with it.
A way for it
How
to be like not a bad thing.
Look, Jay-Z and Beyonce plan everything out. Like, this album's been in the works for years.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you know that they did not have this date specifically picked out for some reason before, you know, Nas had his album?
Because they're bad people who do underhanded things. Well, to screw
I'm not
with
saying
everyone
that
else.
That's not a possibility that this was intentional, but I'm just saying you'd never know.
But you already know, and to back up your point of them being, well, at least Jay-Z being a shady dude with all this, think about Jay-Z's friendships throughout the years. He had the Kanye West stuff where Kanye was like, bruh, you can't call me no more.
Yeah.
That whole situation, they did that N-words in Paris. So it's like, all right, yeah, they boys. He had the whole Dame Dash situation where he basically left Dame Dash high and dry. Jay-Z seems like the type of dude where he like steps on people to get...
He's your friend, but the second he feels like you're starting to overtake him somehow...
That's it. He steps on you.
And that's why his only friend is Ty Ty, because nobody knows Ty Ty. Ty Ty like goes to basketball games with Jay-Z. He gets shout-outs on song, but have you seen the Ty Ty album?
Right.
No, because he doesn't try and compete.
Have you heard from Memphis Bleek in a while?
Oh, my God.
Look, based on recent events with Kanye, I mean, we have no idea what really happened behind the
Jay-Z
scenes
drove
with
crazy.
The two of them. Really?
Jay-Z
went. Yeah. Really?
Kanye was perfectly normal until Jay-Z came in.
Jay-Z is like, listen, we might be cool, but like when you drop your album or the Kanye produced album, I gotta just remind everybody who's better.
Remember,
and that's me.
Last week when we were talking to that girl who said that like a bunch of her bridesmaids like bounced on her
because
she was getting married and they weren't and stuff. Jay-Z's like that girl. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like,
you see, like his best man, it's like he used to be boys he grew up with. Now it's just like some random dude that he met doing business with, selling like a $1 billion business.
Yeah, man.
And maybe with all of Kanye's slavery is a choice comment, you know what I mean? That's,
but then we talk about Nas, very much, though.
Look. Kanye's involved.
Right,
so.
He produced the album. Right. So let's remind everybody that.
Okay, Jay.
Ramiro, Cuddles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.